I want to share with them a maisa that happened. I told some of them knows the maisa, but I feel it's kedai to serve the maisa to pashuk gishel by da tashem beradim. This is I should really make a kiddush to have a refuah, but this maisa will be my way of giving da tashem when. I made a Kabbalah to learn an Amud a day, to chazer an Amud a day of Shabbos, very small amount. Chazer an Amud a day of Shabbos. Yaakov Metz and I trying to make chazeres of Shabbos and to even slightly keep up with Yaakov's chazeres. I made a Kabbalah to chazer an Amud a day of Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, I kept the Kabbalah for this year to do an Amud a day. And on Friday, the past Friday, so it was a very hectic day. In the morning, we learned Chumash together. I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and then we were in the hospital with the Bacher till Shabbos. And then the Suda, and then I had to go to the hospital. So when I was in the hospital, I hadn't yet done my Amud. Not yet done my Amud of Shabbos. Now, I don't know where I'd heard this. Probably it's Rabinowitz that told me, but I had heard somewhere there was a Shabbos in the hospital somewhere, in Waterbury Hospital, which is a maifus in itself. I had heard that in the hospital there's a Gemara Shabbos somewhere in the hospital. So I asked Daniel Rabinowitz and Chaim Gwertzman if they can please search the hospital and find the Shabbos. They can find the Gemara Shabbos somewhere in the hospital. So I had heard, which is Stama, the Ashkocha that it was there, and Ashkocha that I had heard, I don't know why somebody told me it. There's a Gemara Shabbos in the hospital, it's a Shas in the hospital. I guess it was telling me about meetings they had, and I seem to have recalled that he had said somebody gave a shas to the hospital. So they searched. Daniel Rabinowitz told me they looked for 2 hours. Now they were looking around the hospital. They wanted to find the special room that Yitzchak said they designated in the hospital for Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset. They said they had designated a room. They were searching. Daniel Rabinowitz told me for upwards of 2 hours. They were speaking to different people in the hospital. It wasn't all looking around. They were trying to get to the bottom. There was supposed to be a room donated in the hospital. They couldn't find. Daniel Rubin said upwards of 2 hours. They were gone a long time looking. They came back once in the middle. They can't find it. And I asked him, please, I have this commitment. If this Gemara Shabbos could get us out of the air basel, if this Gemara Shabbos could be gotten here, it would be amazing. They were, Chaim knows every doctor and nurse. We should need the connection to Simchas. Knows every nurse and doctor in the hospital. Vade. And he, and they looked after 2 hours, Baruch Hashem, they found it. If anybody needs it, by the way, it's in the ward for the ladies with people have babies, Baruch Hashem. It's in that ward. That's where it is. So after 2 hours they finally found it, they got in there and they brought the Shabbos. So after such a big favor, they did tremendous chesed for me. I asked them if they can learn the Amud with me. I was feeling a little pain. So I asked them, you do the Amud with me. And the first words in Amud, it was Lamed Amud Beis, and the first words in Amud that we did, I was up to, it was a few lines down in the Amud where I'd done the day before, and the first words on the Amud were Yimachabe the Nerv Abbas Vadam, and not the Nerv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Rashi explains, which means Yimachal Shabbos for Achoyla. That was the first words of the Amud. Rashi says, V'chaybem Yimachal Shabbos for Achoyla, which to me gave me a tremendous hergish that Hashem sends messages to us that you're on the radar screen. That everything's bashkachas Hashem. It looked like a day. Sometimes things happen because it looks e-seder. Looks like unmisudar chas v'shalom to even say. The Rebbeinu Shalom sends us messages. Everything's bashkachas Hashem. That it's exact cheshbon and I know where you are. Here, the first amud and Chaim Gwertzman's in aid and Daniel Rubin. It's 2 kasher edim. You say I was high on who knows what. But there are 2 kasher edim. 2 kasher edim. We saw the first words in the Amud that we learned. We Yumachal Shabbos. We've just been driven by a guy. That's one of the first words in the Amud. Yumachal Shabbos for Chayla. To me, that was like a. To me, that was an amazing message from Hashem. That when things look, Yimisudar Chas V'Shalom. It's exactly Misudar. And the Rebbeinu Shlom's Hashkachas Hashem in every detail. To me, it was an amazing tap on the shoulder from the Rebbeinu Shlom. In the parasha, Yishlach, it says, Yaakov Avinu, when he's commanding the messengers, or Malacha Mamash, he's commanding them what to say to Esav. So he says, Kaisoymer Ladonu Esav, go tell my master Esav. The Shaila is, why is the Ramban Shtels, why is he calling his master Esav? go tell my master Esav. Why did he say, go tell my master Esav? Why did he say, Shalashim, go tell my master Esav? Kaysayim l'adayni l'Esav. Go tell my master Esav. Okay, he's trying to chan for Esav. He's trying to make Esav feel good. He doesn't look at Esav as his master. So tell the Avadim, go say to Esav, to him call him master. What's he saying? Go say to my master Esav. So the Ramban is tupshatim. The Ramban says either he's warning them. The Ramban learns pshat that the reason why he said ladani Esav, either pshat is he's telling them, when you talk to him, say ladani Esav. That's not he's not saying just a pshat in the Taich words. He's not saying go tell my master Esav. He's not calling him his master Esav. He's saying go say my master Esav. Say those words. When you talk to him, call him your master. That's one pshat of the Ramban. The second pshat of the Ramban, which on that pshat of the Ramban, there's a Sipurnu. We will get back to the pshat I want to speak about. There's a Sipurnu on the parasha. The Sipurnu says that when Esav, Vayaret Esav Lakrase, Esav ran to greet Yaakov, he said that Achna of Yaakov in an instant, Nepach Liban Kmairag of Achnas of Yaakov. Yaakov in his Achna turned Esav over. It made Esav favor Yaakov. And he says, B'shem Chazal, he brings Raias from Chazal, that the Baisheni would never have been destroyed if they would have come with Achna. Like Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai said, if not for the Baryonim, we wouldn't have had problems. If you come with Achna to Esav, there would be no problems. Our Avaidin Golas to be subservient, come with Achna, that solves the problem. And most people feel a guy will call out the window some curse. We'll say it to Yid, we'll say some derogatory line. I'm not coming to say Asr and Mutter, but certainly it's something to think about. People call back, they feel the need to call back something. You jerk, or to call the line back to the guy. The guy yells something out of a passing window or spits at us. Our avoid and goal is to be bachna. It's not our day. You think in your mind, if it's hard for you, that it will come our day. As Yaakov says to Laban, there'll be a yoy machras. Yoychiach emesh, Yaakov says. There'll be a day of proof, there'll be a day of reckoning in a later date. It will be our time, Rabbi said, but it's not our time right now. People feel the need to answer back and to... The Avigdor Miller says over to Maisa, a tragedy that happened because he answered back and was very against it. But the attitude's wrong. The attitude that we have to stand up, we don't have to stand up, we have to be bachna. It's not our day. When it happens, Rahman, somebody yells, it happens all the time. People yell a line, they pass by yeshiva, they scream something out. In our mind, we have to think, today's not our day. We're in Golos Taka. We're Taka in Golos. You look at the anti-Semitism around the world, we're in Golos Taka, but there'll be a Yoy Nemesh. There'll be a tomorrow. There'll be a day, will be our day, but it's not today. Today we're Bachna. Today we're on the lower end. When this one's up, this one's down, they're up. We're not on the ups, we're in Golos. There'll be a day we'll be on the ups, Beis Hashem. But now is not our time. There's no this instinct to have to answer back. All you have to think is inside is that we'll have it tomorrow. But the Ramban's second answer, the Ramban says that the reason why Yaakov said, my master Esav, he said that even Shaloi Bifanov, Yaakov called them, said Adoni Esav, to warn them that even Shaloi Bifanov, they should refer to him in Kavod. And because he'll see, he wanted to tell him, even Shaloi Bifanov, refer to him Derech Kavod. Not just Bifanov, even Shaloi Bifanov, refer to him Derech Kavod. This plan, you're going to go to Esav, and you're going to go call Esav, Adoni Esav. I want you to know, even when you're not in front of him, I want you to call my master Esav. I want you to deal with respect, not just in front of Esav, and Shaloi Bifnei Esav. For the obvious reason, if you deal Shaloi Bifnei Esav without covered, when you get in front of him, you're not going to deal with him covered either. And I want to speak at the point, I spoke about it last year, well, 2 years, I spoke about it in the past, that there's some Rabbanim, some Rabbeim, Baruch Hashem, not Rav, Miyuta, who have a tendency, let's say a Rav, and to the Balabas, they give him covered, and they'll come behind his back, at Balabatim, behind his back, like with like this, Shaloi Kederach covered. First of all, it's going to come out in front, there's a terrible hypocrisy in it, and the Gemara says, the Gemara Nedarim, The Gemara Nedarim says that why is it the Talmid Chacham's children are not Talmid Chachamim? The Gemara Nedarim says because they call the Balabatim Chamayim. Mamish this Nekuda. Because there's a bittel of their Balabatim, or Talmidim. And Be'ez Hashem, there will be many people here with Zaychit V'en Chinuch. Everybody with Zaychit V'en Chinuch, one way or another in Chinuch. To give full respect, if you're working with somebody who's not from, it's not the shadow from the caravan and behind his back. I say, "Yenim," he's a galecht in my eyes. It's the same derech covered b'fanav and shalay b'fanav. First of all, otherwise it will come out. And second of all, to hypocrisy. If the covered's there b'fanav, so Yaakov Avinu calls Esav Adoni Esav shalay b'fanav. Yaakov's emes. He did emes liyaakov. If this is the anhag I have to Esav, so it's real. Emes liyaakov. If this is the anhag I have to Esav, then that's what I have to have shalay b'fanav also. It can't be. It's just the chanifaza. Shalom Yifan also say that this is the Anhaga, he's in charge. Yaakov felt now it's Esav's time, I can't come with Kifas. He had to come back now. So that's it. So behind his back it's also Adoni Esav. There's no Khanifa here. This is the Matzav, he's Adoni right now. And the La'im, La'im, Yemetz, whoever, when one's low, the other's up, so vice Yaakov felt it's Esav's time in a Gevista Eifin. So he says Adoni Esav even not Befanav. All the years I felt my wife is mishtemed from it. My father's hachna, all the years I saw my house, because Balabatim, I never once in my life heard a negative word in a Balabatim my house. Never once. He treats them like his rebbeim, every single one of them. It's not shaykh. My wife's like mishtemed from it. He talks about them in an oifen of gedula. It's not shaykh. It's totally not shaykh. This nekuda, this erlichkeit, unless if a rav is mevatel, I want to see him in front of them, call him chamayim. I want to see if in front, if he's in front also, yeah, then his stam has to work on himself. But not this point of emes, not this point of integrity. But this nekuda, this emes, this sheker, it's a very, with Talmidim, it's a very bad thing. With Talmidim, and it ends up being noticed by the Talmidim, this two type of anhaga, in front of the bachur and behind the bachur's back, making light. The covered has to be there in front and in back. There's a verse in the parish I say over often. It's funny. It's not even because I love the verse. It's a beautiful verse, but I love the. I say every single year. Probably I'm not missing the end. I probably say more than once a year, but I don't say it for the verse. I say it for the idea, because I think this is in our times. This is a rizg in a tzayin, and I think the idea has to be repeated over and over. Not so much the verse. So I'm saying it over the verse. Every bach here knows, except the first year bach. Every other bach knows the verse. But I'm saying over the idea that we have to chazi over and over, we have to work on ourselves, kaka on this idea. When Yaakov travels, it says, Yaakov noisa sukaisa. Yaakov travels to Sukkos, and he builds a house for himself in Sukkos. Vayivin loy bayis. In Sukkos, he builds himself a house. Ulimikneyu, and for his cattle, asa sukais. For himself, he built a house, and for his cattle, he built sukais. He built huts. Al kain karashem amakim sukais. And therefore, he calls the place huts. Mud in the pasuk. Danny Brody moves to Waterbury, Connecticut. He builds himself a house, his dog a dog house, and therefore he calls the town dog house. What's the pirush to the pasuk? Yaakov, wherever he went, he built himself a house, and his animal he built huts. Wherever he went, he did that. What's going on? Of course he built huts. You have to build dog houses for your dogs. You have to build first cat cattle. So you build huts. And therefore he calls the town huts, maybe call it bias. Built himself a house and his animals huts. He calls it huts, call it house. Why is he calling it huts? Why is he calling it what's the pirish, a cryptic pasuk? There's a sefer, beautiful, beautiful sefer by Rabbi Tzion Schloss. He was a rav in Europe. He was a computer before they had computers. Rabbi Tzion Schloss was a computer. He's a tzaddik. But he was also a computer. And this computer, what he did was, he wrote a beautiful sefer on Tanakh, where he shows hidden remazim in Tanakh, things that occurred later on. I have it in my house. I actually lent the sefer to Yaakov Moshe Katz, who was neshtoyim from the sefer. He asked me to borrow it for a few days. I told him this part. He asked me to borrow the sefer for a few days. And in this sefer, he goes through Tanakh and he shows remazim that are haflo fell things in a makuyim later on. It's an amazing sefer. And he says here, that this sukkah, he says some details about this sukkah. I usually say, well, Barichas will say it to Kitzer. He has a little bit more longer of a shtickle. He says, this sukkah fell out in whose chelak? This sukkah, when they gave that Eretz Yisrael, was in whose chelik? It was not on the chelik of God. It was in God's chelik. And it brings sukkah in Divrei Hayamim. That sukkah is spelled out in God's chelik. So he says like this. Who were the first two shvatim to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? God and Reuven were the first two shvatim who were kicked out of the 10 shvatim who were sent into Galus. The first two shvatim to be lost were God and Reuven. The Medrash says, why were God and Reuven kicked out first? They were too much into money. They overvalued money. They overvalued earthly possessions. It was too much by them. It was too strong by them. So, since they were too much into worldly possessions, they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael first. Avada, the Shayrish, was their forefathers, because they had Mikna Rav. They said, let us stay. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They said, let us stay in Avra Yarden. We have a lot of Mikna, and therefore we need Makam for our cattle. There was already that Shayrish of being very into money, ready from the Abbas. Really from their forefathers. And that was the Sayyid of that Dur. And they didn't pass the Sayyid Vice at that time. They were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Sefer explains it. Benzi and Shlaz explains like this. Yaakov Avinu knew this land, Baruch HaKadosh. He knew this land would be in God's Chelek. And he knew this was going to be the Sayyid of that Shevet. Their Sayyid was going to be, are they going to be too much into money or not? So what he did was, he built himself a house. A house implies permanence, a bias. For his mikna, for his financial needs, a sukkah, his temporary, his diris harai. For his cattle, he built diris, and he called the place sukkah. He wanted a message in that city forever and ever. That for your cattle, for your possessions, it's only temporary, sukkah. Diris harai, only a passing dira, it's temporary. So forever and ever, the people living there, when they call the name of the city, they call it temporariness for our money. They said, why is it called temporariness? Because Yaakov Avinu, Al Kein Karish My Sukkos. Because Yaakov, years before, said, for your own needs, for the needs of the Neshama, for the needs of Nitzchias, build the bias, do things that are permanent. For the needs of temporary, for that which is only temporary, Arai. That which is only temporary, that builds Sukkos. That built temporary huts. Because that's, remember, if I have to take care of your physical needs, no question, you have to work. You may even have to go to school, but sukkah is temporary. Amola Bacher feels, I'm not coming to Paskin, there's certainly a strong way to point that Bacher has to go to some schooling, in the Erla Parnassa. But he has to remember that's for his temporary needs. That's sukkah is. He has to remember his learning is his nitzchias, is forever. It's nitzchias, that's forever, that's going to be there forever. After 120 and after a million years, eternity is just starting. After 10 million years, eternity is still just starting. His Torah is for nitzchias. So certainly, there's always a b'di'evid, there's always some b'di'evid. In life, certainly the best thing in the world, if we could ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to stop time, and somehow we could have forever in the day, so then a person, certainly, if he has the oil ha'parnasa, wants to do it in the chatchila way, as college. He feels, with the eights of big people, that he has to go. So Vadi wants to do the way he wants to go to the best, he wants to go to Harvard with a degree, the best degree possible. L'chatchila, certainly, we always want to do, you shouldn't be the person who wants to do things b'di'evid. We should be l'chatchila people. If we could be l'chatchila on that, l'chatchila on our learning, and l'chatchila on out, but the problem is there's limited time in the day. Promise it doesn't work that way. So we have to pick a b'di'evid, let the b'di'evid, al-kein sukkos. Bias, sukkos. Bias, sukkos. Aruchnias is bias. Aruchnias is for our needs of nitzchias. That's bias. That's the Torah, which is keva. And malachta yarai is the chayesha. The things that are only for 120 years is important. Definitely important, but bias and sukkos. One is forever and one is only arai. One is only for a few years to make, you know, to get by, to make it comfortable during this stay, during the visit. Certainly it'll be kedai. When somebody, this week I rented a room for a week, for a few days, for a week, for 3 days. So you don't think of building a big house. It's only 3 days. Leave it, whatever it is. You don't have to, it's only 3 days. In compared to eternity, it's only 3 days. Sukkos and bias, have to keep that in mind. A happy thought, not a dour, depressed. A happy thought, Baruch Hashem, we have nitzches. Chai yoylam natav sechenu. Keep in mind, all the lechatchilas in our life should be for Torah. The place we choose to live, people choose, Avadav Parnasa, the best place we can live here. Where's the best place for Torah? But the Yevid's in life should be for the other things. Sukkah is bias. Sukkah is bias. The permanent structure, the l'chatchilas, are for Ruchnias, but the Yevid's are for Gashmias. The silly habit of Adifas Hamaman, of running after money and worldly possessions, the silly, silly habit. What a silly habit to run after toys. Silly, funny, really funny habit of running after toys and running after worldly possessions. A Barcha told me, in coming to visit, told me a cute commercial they had. They were making fun of this idea, Redifas Olam Hazeh. Even on TV, rabbis say, the stupid TV is being yared to the ridiculousness of running after Olam Hazeh. I once saw an advertisement for a car. It said, even adults need toys. Hit it on the head. Hit it on the head, toys. We have to, Abayi said, run after Ruchnis. Run after Ruchnis. I read, Baruch Hashem, so much, the chesed that people, we know with me and my family this week is lo yuman, by the olim here, by the rest of the community, the rest of the yeshivas. It's not shaykh, it's nikam to Yisrael, it's overwhelming. And one of the chesedim, somebody brought over a book to read. And the books, there was an article, it's articles by a doctor. And the doctor just got the Yad HaMachla. Baruch Hashem, he's on his road to recovery. It seems he was a more modern fellow. And he writes, and now he's running after Ruchnis. Mamish this Nekudi, chap, the life's meant to run after Ruchnis. He writes, he's running to Shiurim. He's running every free moment, he's learning. He's doing chesed, he's doing mitzvahs. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're in yeshiva, that's what we're training for. We're training, we run our life after Ruchnis. I had a long conversation with many chassidim. Maish came to visit me a few times this week. Baruch Hashem, I forced him to come. He didn't want to. I forced him, and I appreciate each baruch who came to visit. Each of the man. Maish came this week, and we were schmoozing. I always feel there's an army here. In this yeshiva, and every yeshiva is an army. One day, everybody will go out. And if people run after Ruchnis, bias. And they live this life of bayis sukkahs and everything way. I want lechatchilas on ruchnis, the b'diavetz on gashmis, lechatchilas on ruchnis, the sukkah is temporary gashmis. I have to patch it up, get it together. Everybody should have gevaldige patchwork. The oilim should all be, should have money, parnasa v'revach. Every single person here should have parnasa v'revach. Certainly, but it's sukkahs. Remember, it's only temporary. Say, to make do in that area, and avad, it's not kishmak. And don't train yourself to be a make do person. Certainly should be l'chatchila, and therefore in every ruchnis the kazak, be l'chatchila. If we have to have, don't have b'diyevitz and kashrus, if we have to have b'diyevitz, we have to be b'diyevitz. If it contradicts, let's let the ruchnis be l'chatchila. But I feel if we live such lives, I feel the yeshiva is an army. People are going to go out. If a person has a business, if you have a business, and you have to be such a biased person, such a person of ruchnis, that if you have a business, every single person in your business's impact becomes a more ruchnistic person. Every one of our nephews and nieces should be more ruchnist because there are nephews and nieces. Everyone, any relationship, it's our achrayus to be such ruchnistic people. Such ruchnistic people. It goes in every aspect of our lives and every people we bump into. Should talk about, if we have a business, Rabbi Say, every single member in our business should be frumer. Just not because we give Musa Shmuzim, not because we look down and give Musa Shmuzim, not Aruch HaShem, just to see our Erluch and inspired, because we're people of bias, we're people who are Ruchnistic people, and it's Nicker everywhere we go. This is something crucial and valuable. At the end of the parasha, it says that Esav married, when it says that Esav married, so the pasuk says like this, it says, As bas vas bas yishmol achos nevoyes. So Rashi asks the Kasha from Chazal that later on it calls her Machlas. Machlas is her name, Machlas, and this pasuk calls her Basmas. It's two different names. What's the real name? So it says three people get forgiven for their sins. Three people get forgiven for their sins. Gershon is Gayer, Va'oila L'Gdula, Va'nois Isha. Somebody who marries a lady gets Michael for their Abeiros. And that's pshat, that she's called Machlas, because since he married her, Machlas, Mechila, he gets Kapar Sabinus. Do you need Shuvah or not? That's the Shaila. Do you get Kapar without Shuvah or not? So somebody asked Chaim Kanievsky, my brother, brought over Sefer Derech Slicha during while I was sick, and he brought it from Reb Chaim Knievsky. And the Yid asked that there's a Mishnah Negayim. The Mishnah Negayim, Mishnah Reb Chaim Knievsky, and his answer says, here's a different kasha, but it says a Mishnah Negayim. The Mishnah Negayim says that if somebody gets a Negat Saras when they get married, right at the Shas of their marriage, so you give them 7 days first. You don't send them away out of the Machta. You give them 7 days to be with their wives. Correct this dude, how do you get a Negat Saras? Yes, tshuva. He got married, tshuva. So that's what Reb Chaim Knievsky asked. So he said, Shema Toimer Reb Chaim Knievsky says, maybe you need to do tshuva also. It means if you get married plus tshuva, then you get Kaparas Avinus. Correct Reb Chaim Knievsky, where's the source? From Esav. Where's the source from Esav? Esav didn't do tshuva. The source is from Esav, Yisrael Mumar Esav. And Esav's the source of all places the Torah to tell you Kaparas Avinus from Esav. Esav gets married, the Torah says Machlas. Her name is Machal. When you get married, you get Michael for all theirs. Teach me about Esav of all places. So I saw this week, Yitzchak Rabinowitz gave me a sefer from Moshe Aaron Stern that's on marriage, nothing to do with the parashas. And he brings this chazal of Machlas. It's on marriage. I'm very well read now, Rabbi Say. I'm a much more worldly person. But in this sefer from Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern, which is on marriage, he brings this chazal of Machlas, that marriage gets you Michael for your avinus. And he says that he doesn't ask the kasha why it's. I don't think he asks why Punk says it by Esav. I don't think he asks that. But he says that all what the Chazal means is it's a new opportunity, the possibility of a fresh start. It means you're Michael all that vainness, the possibility for a fresh. Doesn't mean it's automatic. But it doesn't mean it's automatic. It means that the person will seize the opportunity for a new start. Hashem be Michael, like he's a new person. That's what it means. It's the opportunity for a fresh start. That's the tzara shav with the other people listed as the people of Michael Avinus, Gersh and Isgayer, Hayil Gdula. These are all possibilities for a fresh start. A person is getting married. He's now starting his own bias. He can be magic in his way. It's an opportunity for a fresh start. If he uses that opportunity, he gets Kaparas Avinus. So it's not a pell at all. Why did the Torah choose to say it by Esav? Fakert, fakert, the Pashav Shat. The Torah says B'dafka, but it says about anybody else. It says, okay, Yaakov Avinu could have Kaparas Avinus from getting married. What he has, one affair. It's okay. The Pshat's not that way. The Pshat is the biggest, the Eretz the Russia, the biggest Russia, Esav. Esav a Russia. A Shver Russia who gets married, this Pashav opportunity could have a new Ashkala. Even in Esav, marriage is a machlas. Even in Esav, marriage is a pshat, it's a chance for a new aschala. Even in Esav, somebody who had bad ways from youth, it's the opportunity, marriage is the opportunity to have a new aschala. So vada, that person, a goyim, was a separate, it's not automatic kaparim. If he would have used the opportunity for a new start, he wouldn't have gotten the negat saras. That person who didn't use the opportunity gets the negat saras. But marriage is certainly an opportunity to build a new bias and a new wife. The one thing it needs achana. Hagam avada, you could start new, but a person should be making for that new start. But the achana is not just when he's engaged, the achana is our age, Rabbi say. Today the bias is under besiege. It's being sieged, the Pasha, the bias. It's under a tremendous duress, the Jewish bias, the Matoiva Alecha Yaakov, with stress, with bad midas, with all sorts of, with Tuma being brought into the house. I was reading an account of the Yerushalayim family this week. I told Dani a lot about it. We won't be married to the island. The island's not Meshuvah because I read books this week to hear all my boring analysis, my book reviews. But I was reading an account of the Yiddish Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. It's awesome. These kids grew up in a home. It's not shaykh. They came out billions of dollars ahead. It's unfair, Kamat. They came out billions of dollars ahead. The year of Shemayim that was put in these houses, the year of Shemayim that was bouncing off every wall, the glick, the luck of such kids to grow up in such houses, they start like, it's like a race that one guy's a head start, he's an inch from the finish line, another guy's back here. We all want our kids, Be'ezer Hashem, to have such a head start. That head start is a bias, with no stress from the year of Shemayim in the bias. With the Rebbeinu Shlom's real in our bias, he's tangible, he lives in the bias, it's real. The kid knows Shema, he says at night, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. He says at night, he wakes up in the morning, Moedani Lefanecha. In his house, Shabbos is electric. There's energy bouncing off the walls on Shabbos. Liyantim, Samachtim Chagech is tangible. Where they live the yom and sukkahs, they're sitting in the sukkah all day. Suda, the suda, delicious suda is with the Torah. It's just the geshmak of Yiddish Shabbayis. The head start is this thing. It's a chance for Kabar Sabinus. We dance at the chasna. Why are we dancing at the chasna? Why are we dancing? Because it's so joyous in other Jewish bias. The power, the awesome power of the Jewish bias. It makes the sadness. We think about a Jewish bias. You read about it. If you read in a book, you would cry. If you read about a Jewish bias full of stress and strife, and a husband and wife fighting and bickering. If you think about how the power of a Jewish bias, the comparison is so tragic, it's not shaykh. All the dancing we're doing at a chasna bias is because of the power of a Jewish bias. Why does anybody want to get married here? For one reason and one reason only, to build a Jewish bias. It's the only reason. Why does she want to get married? To build a Jewish bias. The power of a Jewish bias is awesome. And kids raise it affects millions, literally millions. It's not a guzma. Because you think anybody who walks into that bias, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, his own children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-grandchildren, everybody they marry, everybody they have in touch, every employee they work with, they work for, v'chulu, millions. A Jewish bias power is an atomic bomb, it's powerful. That chance to start the Jewish bias, you're getting close, you should sitter from it. We should, and those of us who started bias already should sit there from Nachrayis. We should also dance from Nachrayis. When you go to a chasa, the next time you dance in Lebedek, maybe you have a l'chaim, you don't have a l'chaim, that's on a l'chaim, but you dance in Lebedek, think for a minute, why am I dancing so Lebedek? I'm dancing because it's so amazingly awesome the power this Jewish bias can produce. And then think 20 years later, bickering and fighting, Rahman al-Islam, it shouldn't be. Picture how sad that is. Bickering and fighting and negativity. A husband yelling at a wife, Rahman al-Islam. A wife yelling at the husband. Parents yelling at the children, not shalom. Ush. Chet, the word chet, the taich of the word chet is lacking. The taich of the word chet. I once, the Avigdor Miller always said, I found it in a rush. Right now I'm not remembering where it is, but it's a rush. I haven't remembered for a long time, but I saw it in a rush. And the taich of the word chet is lacking, missing, chasar. Means lacking. Because the ikar devastation of chet is not the bad that was done. It's the good that could have been. Not the bad that was done. It's the potential for good that could have been that was missing. The ikar devastation of a bias like that is only in light if you understand the power of a bias. A bias, awesome power. Meichel avaynis. There's no averis. The person's all his sins are forgotten. These are the years to be mechan our midas, to work stark on our midas. To work, I say the midas today we have to work on more than everything, not being roidif mammon. Not being roidif mammon, that silliness of redifis hamammon. Certainly we all want to have money berevach and not to have struggle down to the Rebbe Shlom and do our shadlus, certainly. But not to be roidif mammon, what a mishigas, what a stupidity. Utter stupidity, it's a foolish cheshvin. Stupidity, not to be roidif mammon. Ruchnis is deker. Bias. To remember Ruchnis is deker. To be people of Yerushalayim. Awareness of Hashem. Kipshuta. Your banishments in our lives. To daven with awareness of Hashem. To be aware of Hashem. To learn the Asmada. And a machl of our dar, this machl that people get down. So they say nasty things. I'm down. To learn when you're in a down mood. It happens. The Seder, we have our dar is weak hearts. So when you get down, smile still. And learn in these days when you're down, say nice things to your roommates anyway. That's going to be your wife in a few years. And you're going to have the opportunity in a year, 2 years, a month, who knows. You're going to have the opportunity to build a bias. The most awesome opportunity every Yiddish person is eichet to. We don't make a chasna for many other, we don't make a chasna for other things. That whole band, all the money spent on a chasna, it's good they spend so much money. People wail over it. My father likes it. It's a shaktum. It's actually brought us takanas chacham to spend a lot of money on the chasna. It's kedai to spend all that money that goes in Yiddish chasnas. It's kedai to every single bachur spend money, get a nice band, and know when you hide that beautiful band that all this money being spent is being spent because the opportunity to build a Jewish bias is awesome. It's kedai to spend serious money to have a beautiful hall. And beautiful caterer, look around at every chasna, and instead of crying how much money spent, cry to yourself at bottom, the Ton of Shalom Bayis. Instead of crying how much money you spend, think to yourself. Think to yourself, this is all worth it. 15th and whatever money spent is all kedai, because the Jewish bias is being built. Jewish bias, it's so festive that we can't do enough. We can't have enough simcha, we can't have enough guests. It's okay, whatever the guidelines are, 400 people, whatever the guidelines, 400 people, and we really want to have more, except that good the guidelines. But there should be thousands there, because it's all kedai, Jewish bias, all klai yisrael should come to the chasana. Every yeshiva should all pack up. They should send buses. A chasana is happening. Buses from every yeshiva, the whole lake, which get on a bus. They don't know the guy, but a chasana, a Jewish bias. Could you imagine a Jewish bias being built? Kapar Savainas, a Jewish bias, millions of people about to be affected. If you know somebody standing in the Madison Square Garden, and he's about to talk to a million people and be makar of a million people, and make them all from. The whole Klayasa would come for a huge suda. That's what's happening at a chasana. A million people are about to be impacted. It's the million man march. A million people are going to be impacted in that chasana. Because the Jewish bias is being formed. It's a rizig achrayis. People forget in the humdrum day of life, in the Friday, it's a little nerve-wracking on a Friday, getting ready for Shabbos. It's hectic. People yell. And a Jewish bias. Yiddish is shtub. Jewish house, it's Oyim V'Neira, the Koyach of Yiddish house. Neshamas are going to be born Be'ez Hashem to that house. Hail the Neshamas. With such opportunity and potential, they can get a miles of head start. If there's Yir Shemayim, if there's Simchas HaChaim, that house, if Torah rules in that house, if Torah is taught in the house, Torah rules in the house, the children, the child La'alach, it's born in Shulchan Aruch. The first word of that child is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marash HaKilas Yankov. If that child's taught Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah, his first words, before he learns Maman Tata. Before you teach him that, the first, when a kid talks, the first words the Yiddish Mamas and the Yiddish Tata are supposed to teach the child. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe taught us Torah. Marash HaKilas Yankov. It's our heritage, Kilas Yaakov. It's our heritage of Klal Yisrael. First of all, you belong to Klal Yisrael. Kilas Yaakov, just those words are enough alone. You belong to a kehila, you belong to a group. And Mayrashkas Yaakov, you have the Torah which Moshe ben Arevi taught us. And the Torah belongs to us. Put this in our house, from the moment he learns to talk, to the moment he steps out of our houses. If that kid steps out of the house, he has miles of head start. Of a shalom, a bayis full of shalom, full of ne'imus, full of simchas achayim, full of yirshamayim, full of avas Hashem. That kid is miles of head start. Miles and miles and miles and miles of head start. He's kemat otot by the finish line. It's kemat easy for him. Kemat. Ay, bechir, don't worry about all the kashas. Take away his bechir. Sorry, don't worry. We have to set them have miles ahead. And you dance in a chasna level to track what's going on. It's mechilas havainas going on. And we all should be zeich and building our back. And we should talk to be zeich. This is mechilas havainas. I want again to be makatoy b'radim. The Makatov Tashem to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Taka, Stakad, Loyalam, Loyalam, Shem, Yisrael, and the Makatov today, to have a Zamishpacha, one of the nurses said, you have one of the nurses said, I'm not sure if the Bacher joked to her as she said, I think she said, you have the biggest family you ever saw. Which we do, we have a tremendous Mishpacha over here. Tremendous, tremendous Mishpacha, the Taka, Makatov, I'm tremendously Makatov to everybody here, and to the whole Yeshiva, tremendously Makatov. It's the chesed, Mikamcha Yisrael. Mikamcha Yisrael. The chesed that we're noyig, that people here are noyig, is lo yuman. Lo yuman. It's not believable. I guess it's believable because I saw it with my own eyes. But it wouldn't be believable. Described, it wouldn't be believable. Seen, can't but believe it. We should talk to all these zeichah, to take all this chesed we do, to steig in Torah. And we should all be zeichah to build batim, to build special batim. The taka impact Kol Yisrael, eventually impacting all the world, and will be zeicha Beis Hashem to the Bias Goel Tzedek. That day when people will say, "Bayomu Yeh Hashem Echad Shmei Echad," from what? From the Jewish bias, from the Jewish batim, a strong batim, which Neis Chanukah came from the bias, Atziov and its five sons from a bias. That's all. The end of the Goel is going to come from a bias. The Gula Shleim is going to come from batim, powerful batim. Bayis is the bias. We're going to turn the tide. We're going to go back to Matovar Lecha Yaakov, and through that, we'll be Zeich to Volitzi and Goyal.